Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
We see the blood and how it can be applied to protect your loved ones. Here it was a lamb for a house, and they took it. Verse 21, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families. See that word, families? Kill the Passover. You shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the doorpost with the basin, with the blood that's in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood up on the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord, the judgment of the Lord really, will pass over you and will not suffer the destroyer. You remember that word, judgment? You remember that word, destroy, destroyer, destruction? Did you know that the Bible says in the New Testament, when everybody's saying peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction? Well, they sure saying peace and safety. But the blood of Jesus Christ will keep us safe from any judgments in this world, folks. It'll pass right over us. Bless the Lord. Glory. It will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and thy sons forever. Forever, as long as we need it in this life, the power of the blood applied to you will keep back and hold back the destroyer. Last night, what Brother Copeland preached to me when we went out of here, did you think, he said, that Satan doesn't have any blood, never had any blood? Blood is a mystery to him. But somehow in that night, such a fear was put into him of the power in that blood that he did not dare. He would if he could. He wanted to. Because those Jews, those Israelis, they were no more righteous than were the Egyptians. The only thing different about them was they moved by faith. By faith they applied. Just a passive faith. You can have mental assent to things. You just mentally believe it. They could have believed. Now that we believe God, we believe Moses, he's a good man. But if they didn't kill the lamb, and if they didn't catch the blood, and if they didn't take the hyssop and apply that blood on their doorpost, that's the faith part. They did it. Faith is an act. They put that blood there. And then they got themselves under that blood, behind that blood, and all they had to do was stay back there. And there was such a power in that blood that it kept Satan himself away from them and all their firstborn. They could have peace of mind. They heard the cries out there. The Bible said they heard the cries. But the blood protected their families. Now that was just representative blood. Of course, God already knew the lamb was slain from the beginning of the world, but they didn't know it yet. They didn't know anything about Jesus even. All they did was they obeyed by faith. By faith they kept the Passover and they kept the sprinkling of the blood. And it kept them safe from the power of the destroyer. And that blood will never lose its power. Now see, that'll give you faith. So let's look at Joshua at chapter 2. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went, and they came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and they lodged there. Rahab lived up on the top of this great big wall. This is Jericho. You remember Joshua at the Battle of Jericho? Remember that? and the wall came tumbling down. You remember that? She lived on the wall. That's a pretty dangerous place to live if the walls are going to tumble. That's where her house was. But she hid these two Hebrew spies. Now, the reason she did it, she hid them under the flax there on her roof that she'd laid out to dry, verse 8. And before they were laid down, she came out to them under the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that Jehovah has given you this land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard, this is how her faith came, she heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. That happened more than 40 years before, but she heard about it. For Jehovah your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by Jehovah, since I've showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. Say, a true token. And that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brothers and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. You see, those spies had come in to spy out Jericho. The leaders of Jericho knocked on her door and said, we heard you. There's some spies come by here. And she said, yes, they did, but they're not here now. She hid them. She protected them. Then she said to them, I know God's going to give you this place. I want my family. Not only do I want my family, I want all they've got protected. Back in Moses' days, it kept the firstborn of all the family, and it kept the firstborn of their cows, their flocks. When the death angel moved that night, it got the firstborn of the cattle and the flocks of Egypt. You could plead the blood of Jesus over your cows if you got faith in it, and if you need to, if it belongs to you. Or your horse. I heard a horse is getting raised up and things. Well, how could that be? Well, from the book. It had that power. That was just the power of a little old lamb. If that little lamb would keep their possessions, then the power of the blood of Jesus will keep your possessions. Bless the Lord. She said, I want all they've got. And the men answered her, our life for yours. If you utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, we will deal kindly and truly with thee. And she let them down by a cord through the window. For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Verse 17. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be upon his head, and will be guiltless. But whosoever shall be with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if any hand is upon him. Verse 21, and she said, this is her faith talking, and she said, according unto your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and this is her faith acting, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Now, there were people after these guys. If they'd had time, they would have killed a lamb. But they didn't have time to kill a lamb. And it came to them, let this scarlet thread stand for the blood of the lamb. They had to have faith. Think of the faith they had to have. Just put the scarlet thread up there and you'll be safe. Think of the faith she had to have. But that scarlet thread stood for the blood of the Lamb, which stood for the blood of Jesus Christ. And it was enough to protect her. By faith, Rahab. Hallelujah. Joshua 6:21. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as you swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren. Now the walls have already fallen, folks, but the wall under her house stayed up. And her father and her mother and her brethren, and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. Now, that word kindred in the Hebrew is the word families, mishpachot. It's plural. families. She got all those families that she was involved with. And they all came and they all believed her. And they all stood in back of that little red cord. And it saved them. And all their families and all that they had by faith. If that blood, if that little red cord would keep her family safe, what about the blood of Jesus Christ keep your family safe? Do you think you've got ground to go to Him on? Do you think you've got ground to stand between the power of the enemy? By faith, you apply the blood like by faith she hung the cord. Bless the Lord. Brother Hagin has a book out called The Triumphant Church. It's called Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness. And I'm going to read to you from page 187. The power in the blood of Jesus. We cannot be strong in the Lord, he said, without appropriating the power of his blood. And then he has us turn to Colossians. Turn to Colossians. See, you're going to get faith from every one of these scriptures. Turn to Colossians in chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14. Speaking of God, it says, Colossians 1:13, who God, God, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, how? Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now I'm going to read to you straight out from this book. Every benefit and blessing we possess in our redemption, including complete and total victory over Satan, is based on Jesus and his triumph over Satan at the cross. We have victory over Satan because of Jesus' shed blood. The old timers in Pentecost understood a truth about the blood of Jesus. They would plead the blood against the devil. That is scriptural. When you plead the blood against the devil, you are really pleading your covenant rights of protection against the enemy. Revelation 12:11 he uses, and they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. A missionary told an interesting testimony once about the power and the blood of Jesus for protection. This woman was left alone on the mission station in a foreign field, and a peculiar kind of scorpion was common in that area. Its sting was deadly. No one had ever survived who was stung by it. The missionary was down in the village that day, and one of these deadly scorpions stung her. It scared her at first because she was alone in the mission station. All the other missionaries were not there. Just the native people were there. She related, "At first I panicked. Then I just said, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ against this scorpion sting."
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.